everyone! Welcome to English for You! I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura. Have you ever heard about Jiaminghu, Jiaming Lake, Erin?
No, where is it?
It's in Taiwan, but not many people know about it.
Oh, well, I've heard of Sun Moon Lake near Taichung.
Mm-hmm. This one is much smaller, and it's high up in the mountains in the south of Taiwan.
Oh, I can imagine how beautiful it is then.
Okay, it's so beautiful that it's got a special nickname. Okay. We're going to learn about what that is in our article today.
Well, I'm certainly excited to hear more about it. Maybe I can even visit it someday, too.
You never know.
Reading.
Jiaming Lake, Taiwan's best-kept secret. Hidden between emerald green hills, high above the sea is the sapphire of the high mountains. Jiaming Lake, Taiwan's second highest lake, gets its name from its bright blue water. The lake's beauty, as well as the dramatic mountain views surrounding it, is enough to make your head swim. Legend has it that Jiaming Lake formed when a meteorite struck. Though it's an exciting theory, it's now believed that the lake formed during the last ice age. Don't let that spoil your mood, however. On clear nights, visitors to the lake are treated to amazing views of the Milky Way. Early birds also experience the vivid red and gold colors that the sunrise brings to the hills. Jiaming Lake is located a few kilometers off the winding Southern Cross Island Highway. Visitors must hike for 2 days before they reach the lake. While the hike is not particularly difficult, it's a good idea for visitors to be fit and to travel in groups. To see one of Taiwan's hidden jewels yourself, plan a hike there this summer.
Well, our article begins today by saying, hidden between emerald green hills, high above the sea, is the sapphire of the high mountains. So, the sapphire of the high mountains must be its nickname. Now, a sapphire is a precious jewel, which has a dark blue color. The word emerald also describes a jewel, one that has a dark green color.
OK, 所以今天的课我们要看到呢，就是有关嘉明湖哦，因为呢它的湖水的颜色深蓝，就像宝石一样哦，所以呢它有被称为上帝遗失在人间的蓝宝石。没错，刚刚我们提到的 sapphire 这个字呢，其实就是蓝宝石的意思，或者它也可以指这个颜色是深蓝色这样子的意思哦。而刚刚其实大家不知道还没有听到一个字哦，就是 emerald 的。其实它有同样也有这个祖母绿这个宝石的意思，不过呢它也有这个像是翠绿色这样的意思，也可以形容颜色哦。OK, 那再来补充一下哦，有关哦这个其实湖水岩它有其他的 nicknames 哦，除了刚刚我们提到的这个蓝宝石，还有人称它为这个天使的眼泪啊，而且呢也有人形容它的形状，因为像蛋哦，所以就叫做蛋池。那其实是呢近几年来为台湾神山的景点。所以刚刚课文提到的是呢，远高于海平面并隐没在翠绿色的山峦后方有颗高山蓝宝石哦。
Well, the description of that lake sounds so beautiful.
Right.
Let's hear a bit more about it. The article says, Jiaming Lake, Taiwan's second highest lake, gets its name from its bright blue water.The water must be so blue.
OK. 所以我们来看一下哦，其实它是这个台湾湖泊中的第二高的高山湖泊。那因为它的湛蓝的湖水而拥有这个蓝宝石的美名哦。OK, so let's continue reading.
The article says the lake's beauty, as well as the dramatic mountain views surrounding it, is enough to make your head swim.
Wow, 这次课文就提到啊，这座湖的美以及那令人激昂的高山风景，实在美得足以让你晕头转向哦。But let's stop here to find out a bit more about today's shortcut for you. Make somebody's head swim.
Shortcut for you.
Did you go to the big show last night?
Yes, there was so much happening. The colors, the flashing lights, the clowns walking around, handing out drinks.
Oh, I know what you mean. It was enough to make my head swim.
There was a swimming pool there, too. That event had everything.
No, to make someone's head swim means to be amazed by something.
So, to make someone's head swim means 目不暇接目眩神迷。
That's right. I was going to relax by taking a hike today. Do you want to come?
Find my way up a mountain past old people and children?
Right.
Just to sit on some rocks?
Yeah.
No thanks. I don't think the view will make my head swim enough for me to do that.
Now we also saw our first vocabulary word in that sentence. The word surround is a verb and it's spelled S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D, surround. It means to be all around something on every side.
Mm.
It's usually used in the passive tense.For example, we could say, the house was surrounded by a thick forest.
Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚出现的 surround 这个字，有这个围啊，或者是围绕的意思哦，或者它也有包围的意思哦。For example, I could say, she was suddenly surrounded by a crowd of excited fans.
Mm-hmm. Now the article continues by saying, legend has it that Jiaming Lake formed when a meteorite struck.Now, the word legend is a noun. It's spelled L-E-G-E-N-D, legend. A legend is an old story that usually describes an untrue event. So the story of the lake is that a rock came from space and landed there.
How interesting. 我们来看一下 legend 这个字，我刚刚有提到的是传说，所以常常我们会说 legend has it that, 然后后面接一个可能你听到的一个传闻，就是根据传说如何如何，通常都不是真的哦。比方像是呢， legend has it that there's a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow. OK, 所以回到课文，刚刚提到的是说，哇，根据传说呢，这个嘉明湖呢是陨石，就是刚刚提到的meteorite, 它的撞击地面所造成的哦。
Well, we talked about a meteorite, but then the article says, though it's an exciting theory, it's now believed that the lake formed during the last ice age. So, instead of a rock from space, ice that used to cover the earth helped make the lake.
I see. Okay, 虽然刚刚的疑问大家听起来哇很 exciting 很兴奋，听起来很精彩哦。但是现今呢，已经广泛被认为呢，其实这座湖呢，是可能近期的冰河时期所遗留下来的这个产物哦。我们来看一下 ice age， 当然就是指冰河时期。
Well, next the article says, don't let that spoil your mood, however.The word spoil here is a verb. It's spelled S-P-O-I-L, spoil, and it means to have a bad effect on something. For example, we could say, the park used to be beautiful, but it's been spoiled by people throwing their garbage on the ground.
That's really bad. Okay. Spoil 这个字有破坏的意思。那其实呢，另外的动词 ruin, R-U-I-N, 同样也有破坏的意思哦。那 spoil 可以怎么用呢？像是可能我们提到破坏你的心情啊，刚刚我们的课文就是 spoil your mood, 有破坏心情的意思。或者呢，我们也可以提到 spoil your appetite, 哦，影响你的食欲。So mom might say to you, don't spoil your appetite by snacking too much.
Mm-hmm.
所以刚刚回到课文，他说，哎呦，不过呢，可别因此而坏了你的兴致，有关这个陨石是个传说这样子的一个想法哦。
Well, the article continues by saying, On clear nights, visitors to the lake are treated to amazing views of the Milky Way. Now, the Milky Way is the name of the star system that our planet and sun are a part of. Our star, the sun, is only one star inside this large group of stars.
Wow.
It's called the Milky Way because of its milky appearance.
Okay, the Milky Way, 没错，就是银河 ,not the chocolate, okay. 那其实呢，我们的地球是位于太阳系哦。Okay, 然后呢，它是一个恒星的系统，所以刚刚 Aaron 老师有补充，其实太阳只是在这个 Milky Way 非常非常小的一个当中哦，所以你就可以可想而知 ,the Milky Way 是非常非常大的哦。Okay, 那其实呢，我们可以看到在地球啊，就是从地球会看到一条比较密集的带状的星星，然后呢，横跨星空的这个白色的带状物呢，其实就很像一条在天上闪闪发亮的河流一样，因此它就会称为 the Milky Way 银河，就是它的颜色，然后还有这个带状像河流的感觉哦。那回到课文，他提到的是说呢，在晴朗的夜晚，哎，如果你来到这个嘉明湖的话呢，哇，你就可以享有令人赞叹的星空银河这样子的一个很棒的 view。
That's such a nice thing to be able to see while you're at the lake.
Yes, it does sound like a special treat.
Well, early birds also experience the vivid red and gold colors that the sunrise brings to the hills. Now, the vocabulary word in that sentence from our article is vivid. Vivid, spelled V-I-V-I-D, is an adjective that describes something in such a way that it looks clear enough to be real.It's often used to talk about colors or memories. For example, we might say, Rachel had such a vivid dream that she could describe the entire thing when she woke up.
OK, 我们来看一下其中刚刚课文提到的 vivid 这个字呢，通常如果你用来形容色彩啦或者是光线的时候，可以用来表示非常鲜艳的或是非常强烈的很鲜明的。 OK, 另外呢，其实你也可以用来表示像是非常生动的啦，非常逼真的啊，这样子的意思哦。 OK, 所以刚刚课文提到 vivid red 就是哦有这个火红色的意思，而尤其呢，像刚刚 Aaron 老师有补充 vivid， 如果是像是你在做梦的时候，你醒来的时候，你就觉得好像栩栩如真，就是 vivid dreams。或者有时候你的回忆也可以非常的逼真、很清晰的，你就可以说 vivid memories of the summer， for example。OK， 刚刚课文提到的是哦，如果你及早抵达的这个，你是。及早抵达的游客哦，你还可以怎么样体验火红带点金色的日出赋予山丘的景致，哇，听起来实在是太美了。
So the sunrise must make the hills look red and gold. That's so beautiful.
I know.
Next, the article says Jiaming Lake lays a few kilometers off the winding Southern Cross Island Highway.
OK, 大家一定很想知道，哇，到底嘉明湖呢在哪里呢？其实它就在距离蜿蜒的，就是转弯那种感觉 ，winding 的南横公路几公里之处。
Next, it says.Visitors must hike for 2 days before they reach the lake.
不过呢，哇，听起来很久。旅客呢，必须徒步2天的时间才可以抵达呢。
It takes an awfully long time to get there.
Right.
The article then says, while the hike is not particularly difficult, it's a good idea for visitors to be fit and to travel in groups.So it's an easy hike, but hikers should still travel with groups just in case something bad happens.
Right, 对，其实登山的时候一定要记得要结伴而行，不然可能不小心遇到山难的时候，你要求助就非常的困难哦。所以回到刚刚的课文提到的哦，是说虽然旅途呢其实并不是不会十分的艰辛，但是呢，他提醒大家这个游客最好还是保持良好的身体状态，要很 fit。Okay, 健康的，并且要结伴同行。
Now our article ends today by saying, to see one of Taiwan's hidden jewels yourself, plan a hike there this summer. So we've got our last vocabulary word here, and it's jewel. This is a noun spelled J-E-W-E-L, jewel. A jewel is a stone that's worth a lot of money, like a diamond, sapphire, or emerald that we talked about before.
Mm.
For example, the king's crown was covered with many colored jewels.
Wow, okay, 我们刚刚也提到了这个字哦 ,jewel, okay, 就是宝石的意思。其实我们刚刚一开始课文哇好像提到了蛮多的宝石类哦，比方像是 sapphire, 有没有蓝宝石啦 ,emerald, okay。那但是呢当然 Aaron 老师补充了 diamond, 当然就是钻石啦。另外我也可以想到一些 jewel, 像是 ruby, 就是红宝石、还有 pearl, 珍珠等等它都是 jewel 宝石的类型哦。好最后我们课文提到的是说如果呢你想要亲自一探台湾的隐藏珍宝哦一定要计划一趟夏日的健行之旅啦。
Well, I'd really like to see this beautiful lake myself. It sounds like it really is one of Taiwan's beautiful jewels.
You're right. We should both try to plan a trip there this summer.
Well, that's all we have time for our article today. So before we go, let's check out our For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, what's your favorite place to travel in Taiwan? Why?
Okay, I'm going to go. My number one choice is Kanding because of the warm weather and, of course, the beautiful beaches.
Mm-hmm. But, White sand.
Yeah, but I also want to choose Tainan because they have the...best food ever there, and very cheap, and the people there, they're so nice.
Okay.
And of course, the warm weather as well. I really hate the cold weather.
Well, the weather is a lot warmer down south. So,
I know.
Yeah. Now, personally, I really like to travel in the mountains near Tainan and Jai'i.
Oh, okay.
Kind of around Jade Mountain, Alishan Mountain. I like to travel by scooter.And the roads there are so much fun to drive because you're always going back and forth. So much fun.
Do you also like hiking?
I do, but I like driving more.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I have gone hiking in Yanmingshan, actually, which is my favorite place to go up north in Taiwan.
Wow, so there are actually a lot of beautiful places in Taiwan to go to. But yeah, so where else have you been? Or maybe have you been to Taroko Gorge? Because it's also very famous.
I have. I have. I don't like to go there anymore because it's always full of tourists.
Oh, that's so true.
And I've been there probably close to 5 or 6 times now. So I like to explore places I've never been.
Oh, you could also go to Luidao, the Green Island.
I have been there
too. Okay, so you've been to a lot of places, Aaron.
I've traveled more places in Taiwan than I have in Canada, actually.
Oh my gosh, really? Well, so that's really interesting. So what about you guys? Maybe you guys can have a chat about today's question. Yeah, where is your favorite place to go in Taiwan and why? Yeah, but we are out of time. Okay, so this is the end of today's article.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Chaming Lake, Taiwan's best-kept secret. Hidden between emerald green hills, high above the sea is the sapphire of the high mountains. Chaming Lake, Taiwan's second highest lake,gets its name from its bright blue water. The lake's beauty, as well as the dramatic mountain views surrounding it, is enough to make your head swim. Legend has it that Chaming Lake formed when a meteorite struck. Though it's an exciting theory, it's now believed that the lake formed during the last ice age. Don't let that spoil your mood, however.On clear nights, visitors to the lake are treated to amazing views of the Milky Way. Early birds also experience the vivid red and gold colors that the sunrise brings to the hills. Chaming Lake is located a few kilometers off the winding Southern Cross Island Highway. Visitors must hike for 2 days before they reach the lake.While the hike is not particularly difficult, it's a good idea for visitors to be fit and to travel in groups. to see one of Taiwan's hidden jewels yourself? Plan a hike there this summer.
Vocabulary Review. Surround. A lovely garden full of tall trees and beautiful flowers surrounds this old house. Legend. An old legend says that if you go to the top of this hill at midnight during a full moon, you might meet some fairies. Spoil. Frank and Andrea had a big argument, which quite spoiled the dinner party. Vivid. Parrots are tropical birds that usually have very bright, vivid feathers. Jewel. The jewel in this art museum's collection is a painting of flowers by a famous artist.